Is dairy one of those ingredients that you're eliminating from your diet, but it's hard to find a good dairy alternative that is not full of tons of ingredients? This is something I struggled with for a long time, which is why I want to share what I have found. So, if you're looking for dairy alternatives with a clean ingredient list, this episode is for you. Stay tuned. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book. And with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating, and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle, and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, Healing Nation. Welcome back to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Jocelyn here. I am so excited to be chatting with you about dairy-free milk alternatives that actually have good ingredients. So one of the first things that I did when I started this whole healing journey was I took out dairy from our diet. Now, this is one because it was like a very common thing to hear, go dairy-free when you're trying to heal eczema, among a bunch of other, you know, health issues. Like, going dairy-free is kind of the first thing that everyone does. Dairy and gluten-free are very common. So this was very important because I also had noticed that my son and I were lactose intolerant. We were never fully diagnosed or anything like that, but whenever we'd have some form of dairy, we'd have stomach aches. So it's one of those things you kind of just learn by yourself. So my son literally would have milk every single morning and every single night. That was just like a little habit that we had gotten into. And my daughter was the same, but she was still younger. She, I think when we started, she had just turned a year old. So she was still having her regular bottles and things like that. But it was regular milk. It was, you know, the healthier version. It was like an organic whole milk, right? Like the whole, not in the sense of a red label, but it just had like all the fats in it, which we thought was a better option. So we were drinking regular milk. And when we started to heal, dairy was out the window. Bye-bye dairy. But since we were so used to drinking milk, I needed to find an alternative. But I didn't think it was going to be so difficult to find a clean alternative. Now, The reason I say clean is because whenever I went to the grocery store to find like a dairy-free milk, like the almond milk, the silk milk, right? Like it's soy. I would look at the label expecting a small ingredient list and really being surprised and seeing this huge list of ingredients that I couldn't even understand. And I thought this was important to talk on now because during holiday season, we're making tons of different recipes and we want things to be special. And at the same time, if you're on this healing journey and you need a dairy alternative, better to find a cleaner, you know, option sooner rather than later. So that's what this episode is going to be all about. Now, we use dairy for so many different things, for meals, smoothies, desserts, baby bottles, like everything. Now, after, you know, tons of trying to find good dairy-free options, what I don't buy is what I don't understand. If I look at it, as I mentioned, and I see a huge list of ingredients that I don't understand, not gonna get it. That's just something that made things easier for me. Instead of stressing out like, oh my gosh, what's in this? What's this mean? Da, da, da. I was just like, if I can't understand it, I'm not gonna get it. Now, for research purposes and for this episode, I did some digging and I found a popular dairy-free option, and this was the ingredient list so that you could understand like what. Maybe you've never looked at the back of one of those dairy-free options. So this is literally at least a piece of the ingredient list. All natural almond milk, filtered water with almonds, all natural evaporated cane juice, calcium carbonate, sea salt, locust bean gum, sunflower lecithin, gelling gum, D-alpha tocopherol. Now, the list goes on and on. But the point is that there's things on there that I have no idea what they mean. But I did dig a little bit deeper and I looked into gelling gum. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. And this is what I found. I found this in an article on healthline.com. Right? Gelling gum is widely considered safe. While one animal study linked chronic intake of high doses of gelling gum to abnormalities in gut lining. Now, other studies have found that there are no harmful effects. But the fact that there's one that found abnormalities in gut lining and gut health being so important for our health in general, I thought it was pretty important to make sure we're doing everything possible. So when I saw that gut lining was there, I was just like, oh, okay, I needed to mention that. So that just kind of surprised me. I didn't expect to find that when I researched gelling gum. But that just goes to show, like, there's so many ingredients in these things. We don't know what half of them mean. So why are we ingesting them? So instead of getting those, the dairy-free options that I don't understand the ingredient list for, what I do buy, luckily, I found a really clean dairy-free milk. I am not paid for this at all. I'm just sharing it because I thought it was a great find. It is a brand called Elmhurst. All right, and I found this brand on Amazon, in Sprouts, in Publix. I used to find it in Whole Foods, but not anymore for a long time. So I'm not sure if they do have it there anymore. But I have found this brand a lot, and the types of milk that they have, I've seen almond milk, cashew milk, oat milk, a bunch of options. And the really cool thing is that they're shelf stable because the ingredients are so simple, but you can also refrigerate them if you like them cold. So the almond milk specifically, which is what we're using right now, only has two ingredients, filtered water and almonds. Now, if you're using this for just something for yourself, for a recipe or anything like that, I literally use an equal amount to dairy milk. So if it's a cup of whole dairy milk, I just use a whole cup of almond milk. That's simple. And you cannot tell the difference. If this is a milk that you're giving to your child and you're concerned about the protein and the vitamins and all that stuff, talk to your pediatrician, ask about supplements and ask about different things that you might need to, you know, add or enhance with other foods that you give your child to make sure that you're not, you know, missing any nutrients that your child does need. But we gave this to Leah after she was a year old. I want to say she was probably getting closer to a year and a half when she was still drinking milk from a bottle. And this is the milk that we gave her. And she drank it just fine. And she's growing just fine. If anything, this girl is growing way too fast. She knows way too much. And she thinks she's like 5 years old when she's not even 2 yet. So she's okay. Everyone in our house now drinks almond milk, this Elmhurst almond milk specifically. We've also tried cashew milk. I'm not going to say it tastes the same as dairy milk because it's not the same. It is different and it's a plant-based option. But for dairy-free purposes, it's amazing. I don't drink coffee, so I can't talk on how it is in the coffee. But I have loved that the ingredient is two ingredients. It's the filtered water and it's the almonds. I think it's absolutely amazing. That's what I look for whenever I buy something. And that's what I strive for, pretty much. So I needed to share this with you today because I thought it was just so, so helpful, honestly, for me. And I wanted to share it with you in hopes that it alleviates some of the stress and transition of healing. All right. So I'm actually going to link the exact almond milk that I use in my resources page. So make sure you go check it out. You can go to theeczemafreejourney.com/resources with an S. And you can see the exact one that I buy along with a bunch of other eczema resources that could also be helpful to you. So guys, looking for a dairy-free option, please use Elmhurst. They're amazing and they're awesome. That's it. Just go check it out. Alrighty guys, so with all the holiday seasons coming up, you're making new recipes, this is a great alternative for you to be using. I hope this helped and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Remember to believe, to learn, and to take massive action, my friends. I hope you have a beautiful day, a beautiful rest of the month, and a beautiful rest of the year. Let's leave it at that. Alrighty, guys. I will see you on tomorrow's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Don't forget to download your free guide to improve your child's eating at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. See you next time.